Books on Tape presents The Virtues of War, a novel of Alexander the Great by Stephen Pressfield. Read by John Lee. A note to the reader. What follows is fiction, not history. Scenes and characters have been invented. License has been taken. Words have been put into the mouths of historical figures which are entirely the product of the author's imagination. Although nothing in this telling is untrue to the spirit of Alexander's life as I understand it, still I have transposed certain historical events in the interest of the theme and the storytelling. The speech that Arrian tells us Alexander gave at Opis, I have made his eulogy for Philip. I have Parmenio in Ecbatana, when Curtius tells us he was still at Persepolis. The harangue that I have Alexander delivering at the Hydaspes, he actually made at the Hyphasis, while the plea of his men, which Arrian tells us Canus voiced at the latter, I have him offering at the former. I note this so that the knowledgeable reader will not believe that events are migrating perversely of their own will. I have taken the liberty of using, on occasion, contemporary place names, such as Afghanistan, the Danube, and words such as miles, yards, acres, which obviously did not exist in Alexander's time, as well as such latter-day concepts as chivalry, mutiny, knight, guerrilla, and others, which technically have no equivalent in Greco-Macedonian thought, but which, in my judgment, communicate to the modern reader so vividly and so closely in spirit to the ancient import that their employment may be, by the purist, perhaps forgiven. He ruled over these nations, even though they did not speak...